I think just about everyone watching knows what this is. The Yellow Pages have been a familiar feature of homes and businesses for well over 100 years. Even in this age of online directories, you have probably got one of these around somewhere. We all know how to use them. They provide an alphabetical listing of businesses and services, so if I want to find a plumber, someone to fix my computer, or make a reservation at a certain kind of restaurant, all I have to do is look in my Yellow Pages. But suppose I want to know, for example, my local mayor's favorite color. Well, I just look up the mayor's office in the section on local government and check under favorite color, and, well, of course, I don't find it. Have the Yellow Pages failed me? Of course not. It would be ridiculous to think that. We all know that that kind of information isn't in the Yellow Pages. So why then don't we have the same approach to another old book you most likely have in your home? It's the Bible. This one has been around a lot longer than the Yellow Pages. And yet it is surprising how many people do not really know what the Bible is for. It's brought out for weddings and funerals and swearing-in ceremonies, but many of us don't touch it at other times. It is known as the good book, but we really don't seem to know exactly what it's good for. Some believers seem to think that they can find the answer to any question imaginable somewhere within its pages. They regard it as the final authority on matters of diet, what to wear, how we should spend our free time, and what hobbies to have, and so on. Some claim it gives us advance information about major world events of our time. Some even claim that embedded in the text of the Bible is coded information that allows them to predict when the world will end. And even though their end time predictions are always wrong, it doesn't deter them. They plunge back in, searching the scriptures carefully, until they come up with another secret scripture-based interpretation. The second epistle to Timothy tells us that the scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. That then is what the Bible is for. And that is how we should use it, as a reliable guide to salvation. It teaches us about Jesus and how we can look to Him and always rely on Him. The Bible answers the really important questions of life. But we shouldn't expect it to answer every question. That's not what it's for. And to use it that way makes about as much sense as, well, looking in the Yellow Pages to find out the mayor's favorite color. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.